He started preaching. He started preaching. You know what words he started with? Do you know what words he started with? Let us read. Let us read what Jesus started with. Mark 1, verse 15. Mark 1, verse 15. John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the new kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Hallelujah. So, can somebody read the Dutch? Can somebody Dutch read? Please, a very Dutch. Marcus 1 and then verse 15. 14 and 15. Can you read it to me?
Nadat Johannes was gevangen gezet, ging Jezus naar Galilea. Om er de goede boodschap van God te verkondigen. Hij zei: "De tijd is rijp. Het koninkrijk van God is nabij. Begin een nieuw leven en loop de goede boodschap." Ja, begin de goede boodschap.
Amen.
Amen. The time is ripe. The time is now to believe the gospel of God. Hallelujah. So, Jesus, in all his love, he has prepared today the day that you come here. And for God, nothing is a coincidence. There is no perhaps or maybe with God. He knew he will come here. And he will also know that you will sit here in that chair to hear the word of God. And Paul, when he wrote to the churches, which he, with the power of God, started, he wrote them, "I pray thee." And in the Greek it means, really, "I beg you. Please, I beg you, offer yourself as a living sacrifice." That's I urge you. And urge is like yeah, you must do it. That's what means, "I beg you. I really beg you, please." And another time he says, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, I urge everybody, I try everybody to come and believe the gospel of God." So, that you come here is for a reason. And every time Jesus, in his love, is compelling you to come in. And he says, "This time, the kingdom of God is at hand. Everything is being set. Everything is now. So please come. Come." And there's a time that you come. And there's also a time that it's too late. So be aware that you cannot wait all your life. By coming to Christ, there's a time that you come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Jesus spoke about to be called in the Bible. He has a chapter in Luke. It's about calling. He says, if you are called into the kingdom of God, if you sit, for instance, in church, you feel yourself big, and you sit in front, and apostles will come, and maybe the head of the church will suddenly come here, and you'll say, "Hey, leave this place. Apostles are here." And then you'll put to shame. Jesus said, if you are coming, then please sit behind, humble yourself. If they see, "Oh, yo, big man of God, come and sit here," then you will be exalted. That's what Jesus in the same chapter teaches. But then he spoke a parable. A parable of a man who prepared a feast. A
that the food was finished, everything was done. And he compels the people to come in. So let us read this thing and learn from it. It is from Luke 14, verse 16 to 24. Luke 14. Let us read from 15. Dan zal iemand ook van het verband misschien ook in het Duits lezen ook. Alsjeblieft. Hier, hoe zijn we? Nee. Luke 14, verse 15 and over. And when one of them that sit at meat with him hear these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, this is for you, so also listen. This is Jesus talking, and he talks to you, so listen. This is for you. And he said to him, a certain man made a great supper, and called many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to them, they were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, well, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have just married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto his servants, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus here, can somebody read the Dutch please? From 15 to 24.
From 15 to 24?
Yeah, Luke, come in here and hear it over.
Het feest nou. Bij het mooie hiervan zijn een van de grootste tegen hem. Gelukkig wie aan tafel zit in het koninkrijk van God. Jezus zei tegen hem, iemand gaf eens een groot feestmaal. Hij had veel mensen uitgenodigd. Tegen de tijd van het feestmaal zou beginnen, stuurde hij zijn dienaar om de genodigden te gaan zeggen, kom, want alles staat klaar. Maar de een na de ander begon zich plotseling te verontschuldigen en zei, ik heb een stuk land gekocht en ik moet het gaan bekijken. Ik wil me dus verontschuldigen en het En een derde zei, ik ben pas getrouwd en kon dus niet komen. De dienaar kwam bij zijn heer terug en bracht een verslag uit. Die werd woedend en zei tegen zijn dienaar, ga direct de stad in en breng uit de straten en de stegen de armen hier. De kreupelen, de blinden en de verlamden. En de dienaar meldde hem, heer, wat u hebt opgedragen is gebeurd en nog is er plaats. Toen zei de heer tegen zijn dienaar, ga naar de wegen en paden buiten de stad en zeg de mensen daar hier mee te komen. Mijn huis moet vol en ik zeg u. Van de mensen die uitgenodigd waren, is niemand van mijn naam.
that are strong words of Jesus Christ, very strong words. This is saying not because as a warning out of love. If you have a father who loves you, he also wants you. And this is a warning of Jesus Christ to you and to me. That if we wait, and we want to wait a little. I was young, and I was also not a Christian. But my parents went always to church. I sit next to my parents in church. And I thought, if I'm bold, and I'm in the other house, then I'll open my Bible and I will start worshiping God. But in the meantime, there's so much in the world that I want to take and I want to do. I will excuse myself. I did it. The same thing. So when it is very bad, because God wants you to come now, today, now, he says the time is at hand, the supper is ready. Come. Everything is set in order. Yeah. Everything. Poor doesn't matter. Are you blind? Doesn't matter. Do you not have clothes? Doesn't matter. Come. Come. Everything is being set. So Jesus in his love, he compels you. He asks you, come. Come into my house. Do not look at the world. Do not look what is there. All the beauty and the glory of the world that is shining in your eyes. But come to me. Come to me. For it is time that you will worship me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to illustrate it a little bit. So let's say I will go. I have plans for tonight. I want to go out. I have plans, I dress myself nicely, I practice my horizontal moves, and I will go and I will dance. And they don't have nice dancing places in church, so I go to a disco or something. So I plan, but I have to go to the train. So I come to the train station completely tired, money in my pocket, everything is there. I'm ready. And then a train comes. I'm waiting for another one, but a train comes. There's a beautiful English song one time I was singing, but I had to practice longer, about the train that is coming. And the train is white, all normal, nothing in it. And it says on the side, always it says where it is going. And it says Zion. This train is going to Zion. It looks ordinary, just normal. And if you go to the site, you can see what places he goes. And I look at the places he goes and no, this thing is not for me. And then the door opens and a man comes out. A normal looking man. Normal. Because, and that man is Jesus. That man is Jesus. The Bible said there was nothing in his face that we would desire him. It was the same thing when David was anointed. The prophet came to the house of Jesse, and he said, "Bring me your sons." And he brought a big, mighty man with power and might, and even the prophet, he said, "Wow, now I understand why God sent me here." But God chose, a righteous man, not nice, not good looking. So this door opens and Jesus comes out, and no more looking man, and he says, "I know you. Will you come with me? Because where I go, we will live forever. When I go, we will live forever." So, this train is now open for you. Will you enter in? And then you say, "Well, what does it cost me?" What does it cost you?
Nothing. Zion says, buy. Without money. Without cost. Buy.
You know what buy means? Yeah, yeah, let's take a photo.
Yeah, if you buy something, what is it? It is becoming yours, possession. So if you buy from Jesus and it is without cost, then it is still
yours.
Because you bought it. Hallelujah. Amen. So buying is having forever and ever. So Jesus says, then that train is there and it goes to Zion. So then you say, but the places you go through, it says tribulation, it says shame, poverty, sickness, poor. You go through all these places before you come into Zion. Say, yes, I will go through all these places, but if you are in my hands, I will never lose you. You are not to worry, even though you are sick, you don't have to worry. Even though you are in trouble, you don't have to worry. You just follow me. You just believe in me. For I have done all these things for you. The place is ready in Zion. So come. And then, the other train is coming. The one you came for. Oh, that's coming. A gold shining thing. It came so smooth, you didn't even hear it. Double decker, the sound of a zonto was coming out already. You feel it already coming out. The sound is there. It is wonderful. And beautiful women with powerful dresses came out to shine to me already. To, everybody, you come. Today is the day that you have a party so big. You go to the next morning. One big party. Will you come? And on the side of that train, it says nothing. It doesn't say where it goes through. You only see that everybody's beautiful. Nicely dressed. Wonderful. It sounds perfect. So there you are. There you are. The train of Jesus Christ is there. And the train of beauty and glamour is on the other side. And Jesus said in this parable, he says, I just bought a field. I bought oxen. Now we will say, we bought a new BMW. I want to drive it. I want to enjoy it. So excuse me, I'll come later. You want to enter into the other train. But God wants you to quit that. Not wanting anymore to go in that train, but He wants you to enter into His. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So He asks you and He urges you. That Paul says, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, come. Do it. Don't wait. For there's a time for everything. All things have times. There's a time for you to enter into this train, and there's also a time that the train is passed. So I urge you, come. Don't wait. Let us read further what Jesus said. Because He said, He talked to that man who said, blessed are they that eat in the kingdom of heaven. But He said to all the people there, and He turned to them, He spoke to them, amen. And He turned to all the people there, and He said something. So listen carefully what He will say. Let us read further from Luke 14. From 25.
And there went the great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. A disciple means follower. A disciple means to follow the footsteps of Jesus. So you cannot follow him if you don't hate yourself. Does it mean that you really have to hate your mother, your father? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means if it is your choice between Jesus Christ, between this train that goes to Zion, or the train that is to stay with your mother and your father, then he said, then it is good that you do like that, but that you will follow me. Understand? Okay, let's read on. And whosoever do not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intend to build a tower, sit it not down first, and count to the cost when he hath sufficient to finish it? So let us jump a little bit further. 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. So 33 says, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. So God does not say, there's a train coming, and this train is asking you to come in. And it doesn't mean that you also can drive the other one. It is a choice between the one or the other. He says you cannot obey two rulers. Either you will hate this one and you will love the other one, or it is vice versa. You cannot serve two masters. It's impossible. You cannot. So he asks you, if you do not lose all that, love of the world, to become rich, famous, all these things, Jesus wants you to obey. Jesus knows what you need. He will take care of you. He will take care of you. You don't have to bring anything. Oh, the devil wants to always persecute you and say, oh, you cannot enter into the train of Jesus. You first need to be righteous, and you need to be holy. And you are not good enough to enter in. You need to vow. You have to wash yourself first. Yet Jesus doesn't say that. He says, come in now. I will clean you. I will make you clean. You don't need your money. All your good works that the Bible says are like filthy rags. They are nothing to me. I want you to obey me and come after me. So whosoever does not forsake all that he has cannot follow me. So is it easy to follow Jesus? It is easy to be in the hands of Jesus. Because everything you will think you will lose, much better is in the hands of Jesus. Everything you think you cannot do is much better in the hands of Jesus. All things are better in the hands of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So I urge you, that Paul begged you, I beg you also, don't wait any longer. Give your heart to Jesus. How does the song go? I gave myself to you. Give myself to thee. Yeah? Away. Yes. Yeah, away. That is good. I give myself away. Wait not longer. Jesus asked you, urge you, come. Come. Come to me. And I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Die Bijbel zegt, geniet van jouw leven. U bent jong, geniet ervan. Jullie mogen genieten van jullie leven, je mag genieten. Maar dat je ook na moet denken, ooit op een dag, God gaat je vragen, wat heb je met jouw leven gedaan? Dus je geniet wel, maar denk eraan. Je mag alles doen wat je aan doet, dat staat in de Bijbel. Doe het, maar die dag, dan kom je bij je poort. En dan pakken ze het boek. En dan kijk je of jouw naam daarin staat, of jouw naam staat er niet in. Dat is waar je over moet denken. Als je God nog niet hebt geaccepteerd in je leven, heb je nog tijd, het is tijd, je kan dat doen. Als je God hebt geaccepteerd en je maakt nog steeds hoe dat je ver staat van hem, dat je dingen hebt gedaan, dat je denkt van jouw naam is weggestreed, je kan hem weer vragen van, Lord, help mij zo niet. Rewrite my name again. Het is tijd. Dus denk eraan, wat ga je doen? Ga je ook excuses verzinnen als de mensen die uitgenodigd waren op dat feestje? Ze gaan geen auto's rijden, ze hebben nog veel voor je te doen. Of je kiest ervoor om te komen zoals je bent. Maakt niet uit hoe druk je hebt, maakt niet uit wat je moet leren, maar je kiest ervoor om in het huis van God te zijn. Om met God mee te gaan. Het is tijd. Denk eraan. En het is ook tijd om te bidden. Dus we vragen Elda het gevoel om met ons te bidden.